In Italy this weekend, political and religious leaders condemned plans by an international team of scientists to clone human beings. The scientists said on Friday in Rome that in a few weeks they will begin their efforts to clone humans. They expect to be successful within a year. An Italian lawmaker denounced the scientists as Frankenstein doctors, and the Archbishop of Milan said a person cannot be fabricated through technology. The plans were also strongly criticized by other scientists who say that human clone experiments are premature, given the problems that have arisen in cloning animals. While scientists work to understand what it takes to clone a human being, NPR's Lynn Neary reports that the public often gets its ideas about cloning from images in popular culture.
The science of cloning is a relatively modern process. The idea of cloning, or duplicating another person through magical or fantastic means, is ancient. It is, says Wendy Doniger, the stuff that myths are made of.
In 1000 BC in North India, there's a myth of a woman who's married to the sun god and doesn't want to sleep with him anymore and produces an identical double of herself, clones herself as an adult, and puts that woman in her place and goes away. And the sun god doesn't know the difference. He then produces children on this clone, this identical double, and those children are the human race.
Doniger, who teaches comparative religion at the University of Chicago, says the duplicate or twin or doppelganger takes up significant space in our collective literary imagination, from the myths of the ancient gods to Shakespeare to contemporary science fiction. Duplicates are often feared and thought of as less than human. Doniger notes that some cultures once put identical twins to death, and the evil twin who takes over the identity of the good one is a common literary theme. The idea of a human duplicate or clone fascinates, says writer Faye Weldon, because it raises so many questions about identity, authenticity, and the very nature of the soul.
It's why am I? Why did I happen to be born this? Why am I not the daughter of a princess or queen? If only this, if only that. It's the why thing.
In her book, The Cloning of Joanna May, Weldon imagines four clones created without the knowledge of the original, a nasty cosmic joke played on her by her husband. When Joanna May and the clones first discover one another, they are horrified.
It's as if she had the daughters she suddenly wanted, she had always wanted. But they're not her daughters, they're her sisters, they're her twins, they're all in the same level. Who is to be kind of queen clone, if you like? All kinds of things suddenly come up. And the sense of the unnaturalness of it all.
The unnaturalness of it all is a theme that returns over and over again in fiction and films that deal with cloning. In the movie Alien Resurrection, cloning is a convenient device for bringing Sigourney Weaver back to life in the role of Ellen Ripley. But the images of cloning in the film are beyond unnatural. Giant jars filled with monstrous shapes that are failed cloning attempts, and Ripley herself carries a monster inside her.
Who are you?
Ripley Ellen, Lieutenant First Class, number 36706.
Ellen Ripley died 200 years ago. You're not her.
I'm not her. Who am I?
You're a sting. A construct. They grew you in a f***ing lab.
And the person behind such crimes against nature is always the same, the scientist.
There is almost never a good image of a scientist in literature or film.
Greg Pence is a bioethicist and author of Who's Afraid of Human Cloning? Starting with Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, Pence says scientific attempts to create human life have been viewed as acts of madness, often motivated by greed. Science and commerce, says Pence, are inevitably portrayed as a deadly combination.
The company or the scientist who engage in cloning, they're always evil. Absolutely always evil. And we see this, the theme of the evil biotech corporation in movies like Blade Runner, Battlestar Galactica. It's a very, very powerful repeating theme.
Most recently, the twin evils of science and commerce joined forces in the Arnold Schwarzenegger film The Sixth Day, a movie peopled by clones. There are good clones and bad clones, all of them living out lives that never end. But the head of the biotech firm behind all this cloning is pure evil. Marianne Wibberly and her husband Cormac wrote the screenplay.
He can sell immortality to the highest bidder. When we first wrote the story, we actually wanted to say, you know, what happens if you could, Bill Gates got killed in an accident. You know, you don't want the stock to drop. You don't want that getting out. Let's, you know, replace him before anybody knows about it. Mm-hmm. And we felt like there could be, in the future, there could be a market for that.
In 2 years, three tops, I will control enough votes to get the laws changed. And then we won't have to lose our best people. We won't have to lose our Mozarts. We won't have to lose our Martin Luther Kings. We will finally be able to conquer death. We will finally be able to conquer death.
Political interference and manipulation of biotechnology is yet another theme running through the cloning canon. In Boys from Brazil, a group of Nazis led by Joseph Mengele plots to bring the Führer back to life.
Adolf Hitler is alive! This album is full of pictures of him. Bobby V. Locke and 93 other boys are exact genetic duplicates of him.
For many, the specter of a cloned Adolf Hitler reemerging to take over the world is the definition of what is wrong with cloning, a belief or a feeling that only evil can come of such a process. Indeed, the images and ideas found in film and fiction, says Wendy Doniger, have a powerful impact on the real debate over cloning. Because, says Doniger, so many of us turn to these sources to explain what we are unable to understand.
We cannot think through the subject scientifically. We know what we're told. This can be done, this can be done. And so we bring to bear on the subject what we do have, which are our mythologies, our ideas about how human beings function in the world. And in a way, it's all we have to reason through these astonishing new facts. We're now told that you can make creatures this way. What do we know about that? What we know is what we've learned from Shakespeare or the Bible or Hollywood.
Perhaps the only image that might change the public's mind about cloning is a real image, the image of a healthy baby, born of a process that still seems unthinkable to most. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.